With just a few weeks left in the summer, teachers are asking themselves what needs to be done to get ready for the upcoming school year. And preparations are not just about classroom supplies or lesson plans. Many Milwaukee-based educators have spent this summer thinking about race and cultural differences. They say they want to break down barriers between their staff and students. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello visited a training session earlier this week to hear what school leaders are working on.
The teacher has become the student. At least that's the case today at Alverno College's Joel Reed Center. About 100 principals, deans of students, and other school leaders are here for a summer training session led by the local nonprofit Schools That Can Milwaukee.
Yeah, you summed that front part up really well.
What are they here to talk about? Culturally relevant school leadership. If you're thinking, what? You're not alone. Here's how facilitator Alex Kautza explains the topic at hand.
We're trying to make sure that the kids of color in Milwaukee actually receive a just education in the classroom. So making sure that the mindsets of the folks that work with our kids are right, that the kids feel affirmed, they feel joyful in their education, they're getting what they deserve.
A lot of what's happening in these sessions is reflection on the part of Milwaukee's educational leaders. Reflection that they hope leads to action. Specifically, more productive interactions between school staff and students.
What we're really talking about is what we think is good teaching, and that is actually recognizing who the students are that are standing before you and then incorporating who they are into their own learning.
That's Rashida Evans, Chief Program Officer for Schools That Can.
We have a lot of leaders in the network who are white, and most of the students that we serve in the network are Black or Latino students. And it doesn't mean that they can't be effective with those students. It just means recognizing that there may be some biases that show up or just some thoughts that they're not even aware of.
Evans says the point of all this reflection is to help folks working in schools rein in their own personal histories and biases so that they can improve interactions with students and their families. The goal is not necessarily a matter of delivering content differently to students of color versus their white peers. Rather, it's about managing classrooms with an awareness of the different perspectives in the room on the part of students as well as teachers and parents.
Simply because your perspective is one, it doesn't make it better than mine or yours or anyone else's. It's just different.
Janice Carter is principal at MPS's Marvin Pratt Elementary, where 99% of her students are African American, but her staff is much more racially mixed.
And then you have to come together and come up with a way to make it, you know, best for everybody. Everybody's story is valid, so we can't discount anyone's story, but it's how do you bring that to your classroom? How does that show up, and how do you make sure that it doesn't interfere with you giving the best possible education?
Principal Carter says she hopes to take the lessons she learns here back to her staff. She's been in situations in the past where strategies of setting aside her own feelings and biases could have been good problem-solving tools. For example, helping teachers and students who come from different Milwaukee neighborhoods to understand neither situation is necessarily better or worse than the others. Like Principal Carter, many of the leaders here say they know their schools aren't unique in their quest to bring cultural sensitivity to the classroom. And that's one reason why they say they'll keep in touch, to continue sharing best practices and strategies with one another. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.